You see the issue, I mean, when working with an AIDS patient or cancer patient, really, the symbolic power of dying is so powerful that it's extremely hard to get through it to be with the person behind it. Like, I have a friend, Kelly, who was a quadriplegic. Kelly was a quadriplegic. He was hit on the side of the head when he was about 9 years old, and it was misdiagnosed, and he ended up, so you can hold his hand over an alphabet board, and he can spell out words, and that's the way he communicates, and he like this, and he's fully awake and fully brilliant, and he's 33 years old. Kelly is a delight, absolutely a delight. I had Kelly introduce me once when I was speaking before a group of doctors and holistic health healers and about 500 people in the audience, and Kelly was wheeled onto the stage, and of course they were all aghast, you know, like Kelly's like, you know, this. And Kelly spells out RD, Ram Dass, RD says we are not our bodies, amen. But when I met Kelly, the immensity of his predicament so caught my consciousness that it took me almost 6 months of visiting with him before I could get behind the symbolic power of his identity, his social identity, and his physical identity, to meet him, to say, are you in there? And now Kelly and I have been together for 8 years, and you know, I mean, he's just another being, just like me. He's just got his karmic trip, and I got mine. I've just been through a very profound experience with Kelly. About 2 months ago, Kelly said to me, I've decided I've had enough, and I'd like to commit suicide. I said, well, you have every right to do that. He said, what do you think about it? I said, well, a human birth is an opportunity to do incredible spiritual work. And you've been doing incredible work, and there's a lot more you could do because you're still a hung-up, greedy little bastard. But you could do some great work. Kelly and I have a good relationship, as you can see. I said, but you know, I don't know how much, the game is you take what you can take, and when you have had enough taking, you stop. There's no blame, you know. Nobody's gonna come and say, you committed suicide, your term. Not from where I'm sitting. I said, and I'll miss you terribly. I wish you wouldn't, because I really love having you around, but you have a right to do it. The problem is, how are you gonna do it? Because he can't take anything. He can't move his hand, he can't take pills, he can't cut his throat. What's he gonna do? So we talked about it, and I said, well, I think the only way you can do it is not eat. So, because he can just, most of the stuff goes in, he chokes as he's being fed, but he can swallow. So that day, he decided to stop eating. And he called his mother and his father and his step-parents and all gathered, and the doctor and everybody, and I had gone and left for somewhere else. And he kept saying, Ram Dass has given me the courage. I thought, oh, God, oh. And I've decided to stop living. And so he fasted for 49 days. And I spoke to the doctor, and the doctor said, well, now this young man could do a great deal with his life. And, you know, he was being doctory because he had to protect his insurance. And I said, well, doctor, tell me, if you were in Kelly's predicament for 20 years, 25 years, what would you do? He said, I don't know. I said, well, that's the predicament. I don't either. And when we don't know, we've got to give Kelly the support to do what he wants to do, because how are we to tell him what to do? So then, around the 48th day, I came to see Kelly. And he had lost maybe 30 pounds. He was too weak almost to push the button. I mean, it took a long time to get the thing out. And he said, what do you think happens at the moment of death? So I told him what I thought would happen. And He said, it's still all right with you if I die? I said, it's up to you. I'll miss you, and I think you can do more work, but it's okay with me. And that evening, he ate. But in those 48 days, he took me through so much. He took his parents through so much. He took everybody. Now, most of the people around him are really pissed off at him. They're really angry at him. How could you do this to us? All I could say, and he said to me, are you angry with me? I said, angry? What a gift you gave me. You took me so close to the issue. You kept me awake with it all the way through. When you get to the place where your awareness is really clear, let me just tell you a story. In an olden time, an army is going through villages and it's killing many people, and it's a Buddhist country and it's disemboweling the monks and it's getting rid of Buddhism, which happened a lot in times of Genghis Khan and stuff like that. And there was one particularly harsh captain, and he had a bad reputation of being very cruel. And he came into this town and he said to his adjutant, what's happening in the town? And the adjutant said, all the people are bowing down to you. They're all afraid of you. And in the monastery, all the monks have fled to the mountains except for one monk. And the captain was furious that there was a monk who was still there. And he got up and he walked to the monastery and he pushed open the gates. And there in the middle of the courtyard was the monk just standing there. And the captain walked up to him and he said, don't you know who I am? I could take my sword and run it through your belly without blinking an eye. And don't you know who I am? Said the monk. I could have your sword run through my belly without blinking an eye. Apocryphally, the captain bowed and left. And when you start to get into the spiritual literature, you start to see a lightness about death. A Zen monk is dying, and Zen monks' masters are supposed to leave a verse. And he hadn't written his verse, and his students were very concerned he'd die before he wrote his verse. So they kept saying, what about your verse? What about your verse? So he picked up his brush and he calligraphied, birth is thus, death is thus, verse or no verse, what's the fuss? And he died.
Ha, 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 ha